TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. We are very excited that he took time away from his voice lessons because he will be leading the caroling on December 21st at 7 p.m. in Jackson Square, and I just can't wait to see his performance. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, my friend. Yeah, you don't want
how
me
are those
singing.
Voice I, lessons going, my friend?
I'll be leading. I'll be starting with the first, and then stepping away from the mic so the crowd can join in, because that's one thing my wife said: you cannot sing the whole song. So. I'll be starting it off, and
she put the hook on y'all ready.
Yeah, she knows my voice, and it's not a singing voice.
It sounds like it's going to be a great event, big event. Y'all said that there are some special guests. Is that something you can share?
I don't know who the special guests are, so they've kept that from me. They know I don't keep a secret very well. So the organization that puts all that together, it is a great time. It brings everybody together to really get into Christmas spirit. So it's something I look forward to every year.
No, absolutely. Hopefully the weather, I hadn't even checked the weather to see what was working on that day, but hopefully it holds together because a lot of people really enjoy getting out there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be mild, so hopefully the year before last, it was really cold, but hopefully it'll be a nice night.
I had the opportunity, Billy, to see a YouTube video the other day on a preview of the building of Rose Parade floats. It was really interesting. And specifically was focused on the one that y'all are building at the present time.
Yeah, I tell you, it's going along great. We're excited. We've got about 100 Louisianans signed up to come out and help us decorate that float. You know, it's one of the best return on investments we do every year. We have a satellite truck in the den in real time how they're building the float. But we also offer a behind-the-scenes look at that to all the morning shows across the country if they just give us 3 to 5 minutes to talk about Louisiana. So we book from 5 in the morning to 10 at night. We book interviews for all of our partners from around the state. This year, Explore Houma, Cajun Coast, Tangier Bajo, Ascension Parish Tourism, and North Shore will be partnering with us. They'll have a rider on the float. And then they'll be giving interviews about their town, their city throughout the week. Mike Strain is going to be riding on the float with his wife, our ag commissioner. This year's theme is teamwork, and our team is about building a pot of gumbo. From the crops we grow, to the seafood, to the spices, to all the sauces, Tabasco, the Louisiana rice. So we're going to be highlighting the farmers. We're going to be highlighting everything good about Louisiana, and besides promoting tourism. So we'll be bringing all those products out there to really share all Louisiana has to offer.
When do they actually start putting the roses on the float?
Well, we'll start the first day we get there, and it's 3 days. And they put the carnations on first because they last longer, and the last day the roses go on. Everything has to be covered in a seed, a weed. There'll be the dyed rice that will be spelling out the names. And so it's a long process. But many of those people have been volunteering for years. But they'll take the Louisianans first time out there and show them what to do. And everybody gets to participate. Even the kids get to crush up the coconut. And so it's a family thing. And I encourage every Louisianan that can make the trip to do it 1 year, because it ought to be on every Louisianan's bucket list. It's a really good time.
Let's pivot to another topic, somewhat more controversial. You've made some comments about ICE enforcement across the state and in the New Orleans area. Your thoughts about what went on?
Well, you know, I spoke out because of the people that are legally here that are fearing from going to work, and all the rumors out there of what really is going on. I had the Home Builders Associate reach out and say these people are, you know, they have 60 days left on their work permit. They're not renewing any permits, and they're fearful they're going to hold them till it expires and then deport them. Is that true? And nobody has the answers. And then if you're here legally on a pathway to citizenship, and you might have a hearing in 2027 or 2028, are you going to be deported and have to start over? So all of those stories and rumors out there have everybody fearful. And I see why more people don't speak out, because the hate mail and emails that I got is horrible. I mean, the murders and rapists ought to live with Nungesser and see how his family likes it. I mean, just uncalled for stuff. And even the governor to say he was disappointed in me wanting to protect the criminals. That's not true. All I said was everybody wants the criminals gone. But every time you speak out of anything about this administration, you either get punished or they fabricate something to make you sound like you're in favor of something you're not. And you always say, speak the truth. And that's all we need to do. I'm just asking for some clarity. I want all the bad people gone, too. But somebody in authority, the president, the governor, the head of ICE, ought to stand up and say, if you've got a work permit, you're going to be able to go to work. I mean, one lady called me. Her two daughters, who are citizens, are not coming home from New York for Christmas because they fear getting detained in the airport. Something's wrong with that.
You know, as you well know, I worked very closely with immigration while I was sheriff. And I heard a lot of those same stories that went around. And typically, when you started digging into the case presented a lot more complications than what people were originally saying. You know, I've got the papers, I've got work permit, I've got this, I've got that. But what they didn't have is proof that they actually showed up for their court date, and the immigration judge had issued a deportation order at that point in time, and you get deported, whether you have a criminal charge or not. More often than not, I heard the same thing back then. It was during the Obama administration, where we deported more illegal immigrants out of Jefferson Parish than any other parish in the country per capita. And, you know, I heard these same stories, but once you had the folks under arrest and you began to look at their record, how they came in, where did they cross over, did they go through a port of entry, or did they just come across, you know, and you start piecing all of these pieces and parts together, you end up with a much different complexion of the story.
Right.
What I don't like is, yes, there's a lot of uncertainty, but what I don't like is I don't know that anybody's being honest, right? Because the reason we have the level of uncertainty that we have right now, I believe, is because we just allowed people to come across the border. And we don't know who's here and who's not here. And the traditional way of carrying out an immigration investigation is when people come through the port of entry, they've been identified, you know what their status is, you know when their status expires, you know a lot of information about these people, and you design and implement a strategy based on those particulars. But that's not the case anymore, because we probably let somewhere between 6 to 9 million people come across the border, and nobody's got any paperwork. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows why they are. Nobody knows where they are. So the strategies that are being deployed now are a little bit different, a little bit more nuanced, because they're really looking for people in the dark, because they don't know who's here. And now they have to go through a process that's a lot more tedious and a lot more tenuous, and will have some mistakes made in the course of that, because this is what the Biden administration intentionally did, because they know that there was, it would be very difficult to go conduct investigations in order to get to these folks, because they have little or no information about any of them. And
then
when we talk about the criminals, then why are we not? Why is the sheriff in Orleans Parish right now? Why do they not honor an ICE detainer? Everybody says we got no problem with deporting the criminals. Really? Well, why is it there's not a single Democrat city in this country that operates a jail that is cooperating with ICE with arrested individual for heinous crimes? New York City the other day released 7,000 illegals back onto the streets and did not honor a single, a single detainer. So they speak with forked tongue. They don't, they say that because that's the popular thing to say and to spin and to soundbite right now, but they don't mean it, because if they meant it, they would honor the ICE detainers, and the easiest way to get criminals out of here is through the jails and the prisons. But they don't want to participate because they don't want to consume political capital, because they know the activists are going to be knocking on their doors and calling them all kinds of silly names and everything else in order to create harm, you know, for them politically, because that's not what they really want to see happen.
And you're right.
And
you're
Hence, this is where we find ourselves, you know, conflict coming from both ways, you know, and it's just not, it just doesn't make any sense. And then in the meantime, we're demonizing law enforcement. It's like, what? That's what they're hired to do. That's their job, to go find illegals, see if they're here appropriately, see if they're in status, and if not, deport them. I mean, it's not hard. That's what their role is. And we have a bunch of them. We've always had a bunch of them doing that. In fact, I talked about this bill the other day. In the 4 years of Biden, he deported more people than in the previous 10. Now, think about that for a moment.
Wow.
There's nobody out there beating up Joe Biden about deporting people. But the most recent reports, he deported more than Trump did in his first 4 years. And he deported more than any president did going back 10 years. But nobody's talking about that. Is he insensitive? Is he an idiot? Is he racist? Is he a xenophobe? What, you know, of all the names that they call anybody that ever says anything about this issue, because it's all about what they desire, the outcomes that they want. And if there's not a path for that, we go astray. Let us take a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Stay with us, folks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We're back with Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. Billy, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had to get to a break, and I don't know if you had something else to offer on immigration.
No, I just, you know, hearing from the Restaurant Association, the Hotel Association, home builders, some clarity that the people that do have a legit, and I know there's a lot of them that say they're legit that aren't, and I agree with you on that. But something said publicly that those people can go to work and not fear, because the rumors out there, a lot of them probably aren't true, that they're holding you till it expires and those things. But some clarity on that would sure make the temperature go down, especially during the holiday season when it's so toxic out there, would help some of these people that are here legally feel safe to go to and from work. And I, you know, just hearing the people that aren't showing up for work and seeing some of the documents from the home builders that they are here legally, they need some clarity. So that's all I'm hoping for.
No, actually, and I get that. Unfortunately, both sides of the aisle are guilty of creating this climate that's going on, because we got one side, you know, talking and giving advice as to how to circumvent ICE. And meanwhile, they're getting rocks thrown at them and spit at them and everything else. Then they show up with masks and, you know, all kinds of protective gear, and people are upset with that. It's like, well, we didn't create this environment. Y'all did. Throwing rocks and everything at us. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Just stand here half naked and just take the abuse? No, not at all. Let's very quickly cover some of the holiday events going across the state.
Yeah, I tell you, you mentioned the Christmas lights. We've got a great display at Bayou Sudanette on the West Bank at the State Park. A great light show there going on through the holidays. Of course, Christmas in the Oaks. And, you know, I encourage everybody to get their family to come visit Louisiana, do their shopping here for the holidays. The light displays all over the state are pretty incredible. So look to the website. If you're looking for a place to go, there's a lot of great things going on throughout the holidays.
When's the Natchitoches Parade? Has that happened already?
Yeah, the Christmas parade and the Christmas lights, I think, starts next weekend. It's going on. I think it was last weekend. So, yeah, if you haven't been to Natchitoches for those Christmas decorations, and that historical shopping district is pretty incredible. I've gone 3 years in a row, and just the atmosphere, you don't get in the Christmas spirit there. You just can't get it. It's pretty incredible.
Right? I got to get up there. It's been a long, long time. In fact, it was a much smaller event the last time I went. And every time I hear you describe it, it's like, you know, it's got to get back in the bucket list for sure.
Well, no, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and don't forget to look for the Rose Parade on January 1st at 10 a.m. Look for Louisiana Flow. John Foster is going to be entertaining. Great ambassador from Louisiana.
Absolutely, and have a blessed holiday season, my friend. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.